Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today, including tonight, the NBA draft lottery. Our shot at Cooper Flag, or maybe losing the pick altogether. We'll get to that later on. A trade the Eagles could make after some news this weekend. And the schedule leaks are out. And we know we got the Cowboys in week one. We'll get to that. It's not what we thought. It's not what we want it to be. All right, we'll get to all that coming up. But Kyle Schwarber, do the Phillies need to re-sign him right now? I say yes. I think every day that we wait to re-sign Schwarber is a mistake. This guy could be the MVP of the National League this year. At least going to get top five votes. He's their best hitter on the team. He's on pace for 57 home runs. Heck, he's been on base every game for like 46 straight games. It's remarkable the season he's having here. Get this thing done now. I think most rational people want to sign up today. Then there's Kyle, the other Kyle, not Schwarber. Kyle Quinn is like, nah, we should wait for some reason. No, we should not wait.
Hold on. The best general manager in the city literally just did this. And I understand, like, I know you're going to say, all those guys left in free agency. Yes, they did. But do you know what happened?
They won.
They won the Super Bowl.
So hold on.
This is about winning the World Series, guys.
It is. But the Eagles did the same thing 2 years ago, and they didn't win the Super Bowl. They got to the Super Bowl, and they lost it, right? I get your idea, and I understand the idea of trying to keep motivating, and you know he is having a contract year in a contract year. I'm thinking about the alternative, which is he gets the free agency and he leaves, and then we're screwed.
Well, look, so you brought up the Eagles 2 years ago. This happened. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Yep. They went back 2 years later.
But the Phillies aren't the Eagles.
I understand that, but I'm trying to take notes from the best general manager in the city right now. He let all of these guys go through the season motivated, unpaid, and they all went out and got themselves paid. They had the best seasons of their careers and then got paid, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Totally. It's a fair point. The Eagles just did that, and they won the Super Bowl. I do think, though, maybe we need to look at Schwarber the way the Eagles look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. When the Eagles really want to keep someone, they let them get nowhere near free agency. Milton Williams was different. Josh Sweat was different.
Zach Bond wasn't.
Right, but he was on a one-year deal.
Sure, but they let Bond go to free agency, and they still signed him. Priority number one. Schwarber can be that.
Well, how about priority number one now, today? Get this contract done. If I were the Phillies
it's a
today.
A different situation, too. Kyle, this is what makes me a little nervous when it comes to Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a hot commodity.
Yes.
A super hot commodity. Way more than Zach Bond or anybody else, because a lot of, when you talk about Zach Bond and what he did, a lot of teams looked at that and a lot of people said that was probably because he played with Eagles, lightning in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber's skill set, you know, you could put that with any team. You know, when you talk about putting him in the lineup, like we were talking about the Dodgers, the Mets, any other lineup that you put him in, that translates, especially in nowadays where ain't a whole lot of sluggers out there.
Yeah, but I get that. But the Phillies also have something that's an advantage that the Eagles didn't, right? The Eagles sort of had to be conscious of how much money they were going to allocate to each different spot because there's a salary cap in the NFL. The Phillies can, if they want to, they really want to bring this guy back, allow themselves to get into a bidding war. If they're really serious about bringing him back, screw it. Give the guy the money.
Well, they could, but they also could. Here's my biggest concern with letting this play out. All right, so do I think the Phillies could match or beat any offer if they want to? Of course they can. I mean, John Middleton has money. They paid $300 million for Trey Turner. They paid over $300 for Bryce Harper. They could do this. My concern here is, number one, if he gets the free agency, someone could outbid them. That's one. But two, and Hugh, we discussed this, the idea that it could be uncomfortable for them and they could get into a spot where they have to pay him for years. He's going to be bad or not here. And then you have all these 40-year-olds at the same time. Like, I think if you offered him right now 5 years, $30 million a year, 5-150, he might take it today. If you get to free agency, that five becomes eight because the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox or someone we're not even thinking about comes in and says, you know what, Kyle, we'll give you $200. We just got to spread that out over 8 years. Yeah. And all of a sudden, in order to bring him back, we have to re-sign him until he's 41. And we have all these 40-year-olds 8 years from now. Yeah, I don't want that.
And you got, I think his locker room presence is a huge difference too. Like, out of all the people that we've talked about all year long, and some of the sacrifices that they've made or some of the things that they're doing, he just seems to me like he's the calming force in the locker room.
Totally.
You know, Bryce might be the face of the franchise and all this other stuff, but it feels like Schwarber's the guy that's really the guy that most of these guys look at, and he's the calming force in that locker room right now.
Yeah, and look, I understand that we say the Phillies could outbid people if they really want to. We just did. Sometimes there's a few teams in baseball that just have more money than everyone, including the Phillies. Like, last year, the Yankees were outbid for Juan Soto. You mentioned the Mets a couple times, Hugh. That owner might just break the game. I mean, he outbids anyone for anyone he wants.
Especially when you talk about how close they were last year.
I know.
I don't know if the Yankees were as serious as they wanted to make it seem about re-signing Soto.
Well, maybe you're right, but they did offer $700-something million.
No, sure. I guess my point is, like, the Phillies, they can make this priority number one and not get outbid. If they really want him, if they want him as bad as we want him, then they could do it.
I hope you're right. I just don't want to take the chance. Get him signed up now. All right, let's hear MLB Network recently talk about Kyle Schwarber and how the original contract, the one he's on right now, was a steal for this team.
Now, if you watch this show, you know the kind of player we like. Defense, base running, plays multiple positions, preferably in his prime, late 20s. So Kyle Schwarber is none of these things. Yet why do we love this player so much? Let's do a little digging in. Kyle Schwarber is in his age 32 season. He's in the final year of a four-year contract with the Phillies that has been a huge win for Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia. Over these last four seasons, Schwarber is second in all of baseball in home runs, second only to Aaron Judge, third in baseball in walks to Judge and Juan Soto. He is also 12th overall in total bases. Now, Schwarber has a unique set of skills which prompted the Phillies to bat him leadoff. He obviously has power, but he also has plate discipline, and he's having a career year this year.
Well, he is. Again, he's on pace for 57 home runs. He's their best hitter right now, and June hasn't even arrived yet. All right, let's hear one more. MLB Network talk about Schwarber, the player he's become here, because he's way different and way better than when he first arrived to Philadelphia.
Schwarber is a Statcast darling with plate discipline. You talk about a unique set of skills. There is nobody in baseball that does all of this. Nobody. This is 90th percentile and better in all these things. Nobody does this. Hard hit percentage, 99th percentile. That means he's fourth in all of baseball. Average exit velocity, even though I've got to go over it. Exit velo, 96th percentile. That means he is 10th overall in baseball, both leagues. Ex-WOBA, that's your expected weighted on base, the quality of your contact, 97th percentile. He's fifth in all of baseball. Bat speed, a relatively new measurement, 97th percentile. Tied for fourth. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez. He's tied with them. Walk rate, bases on balls, 96th percentile. Third in all of baseball. And chase percentage, 93rd percentile. That is 12th overall in baseball. Only Kyle Schwarber is 90th percentile in all these things. One guy, that's it. If you want to lower the walk rate to the 85th percentile, you'll have two players. You know who? Kyle Schwarber and Aaron Judge. This is quite a mix. Power, bat speed, discipline, knowledge of the strike zone, and also what to do with it.
You know what I hear when I hear all that? Because he threw a lot of numbers out there, right? Like his stats, where he ranks.
Merlot.
Merlot?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Age like fine wine.
Oh, Merlot. Merlot.
Kobe used to call himself Merlot. That's what it sounded like to
That's
me.
That's not how it's pronounced, though.
Merlot.
Merlot.
Merlot. That's not Merlot.
There you go.
Merlot.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
There, yeah, any,
here come the angry phone calls now.
Merlot. You have any Merlot recently?
No, I haven't had any Merlot. Not in my wheelhouse.
But I like Merlot.
Yeah, Merlot. Yeah,
Merlot's good. Merlot, Merlot. You know what I hear there? He is aging like fine wine. Also, when you add all those numbers together that he was talking about, that's a top 10 hitter in baseball. He's top 10 in everything.
Only thing that would probably people would look at and probably shy away from is his age.
Sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But that's baseball. And you know, you talk about the way that he's carried himself and the way that he's gotten better since he's been here. That's the chance that I'm willing to take.
Also, there once in a while, and I know Kyle over there is being an ageist, and he's worried about this. Once in a while, there are hitters that age really well. Like David Ortiz hit till he was 40. Nelson Cruz hit till he was 40. Barry Bonds. I'm not saying Kyle Schwarber was Barry Bonds, but you know, there's some sluggers that just hit in through their
30s. Like he takes good care of his body.
I agree.
He takes good care of his body. You're not asking him to do a whole lot. So, yeah, I would be willing to do that. I would definitely be willing to take my chances with him.
And look, I don't disagree with you guys. Like, I agree. Kyle Schwarber's been the best hitter on this team. He's been one of the best hitters in baseball this season. The idea is, I'm thinking of this sort of in this one season vacuum where the number one goal is to win the World Series. Like, the risks for me outweigh the rewards, like the risks of hurting any chance, any slight chance, any little thing that could possibly derail this World Series run. I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
And I get that. Listen, they went into the season with a this is your last shot, guys, right? And if you do it now, that kind of changes the messaging. I understand that. I just can't lose him. Brian's in Maryland's up on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I don't want to sign him. And my rationale to it is, ever since the Phillies made the World Series, each playoff run, to me, they've looked worse. And now you're talking about locking a guy who's older into a long-term deal. I mean, that puts us with Bryce, Trey Turner, and now him are all older, long-term deals. I mean, I know it's a tough pill to swallow to let him go, but I also don't understand the hype of they're going to get to the World Series. They look progressively worse every playoff since they've been there. So what's changed? I don't know. Like, I don't think we had some big free agent signing that's changed to make people believe they're going to get to the World Series this year. So I think I'm realistic. Maybe some people will think I'm unrealistic, but I say you don't sign him.
Well, okay, so then you just got to let him walk? I mean, this is the best hitter on the team right now. So, Brian, I understand your point. Age, and they haven't gotten to where we want them to go in the postseason. So we're just going to play this out and say goodbye to Kyle Schwarber when free agency arrives?
I mean, I think if you got, like someone mentioned earlier, if you got a deal that makes sense for a few years, sure. But I'm not signing him for, people are talking about 7 years, 8 years. No way. No.
Well, I don't want to do that either, which is why I want to do it now.
That's why you're trying to sign the deal now, because if he gets to free agency, you know, it's a possibility that some team might throw that many years at him. That's why we're talking about signing him now.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if it's realistic that he'd take that deal. What would make you, if his agent goes, well, he can get eight for this amount, why wouldn't he take that?
Well, because he could
a hometown discount.
Sure, but he could get hurt or underperform the rest of the season. I mean,
right.
He's never gotten big money, right? So if they throw $160 million at him right now over 4 or 5 years, I think there's a real chance he would just take that and we'd all move forward here. Brian, I hear you. If they don't re-sign him, I'm not sure what the plan is for the next few years, because they'd be considerably worse without his bat next year and the year after.
So then let's fast forward. Say this. Say you sign him, and they go into the playoffs. They lose round one. At that point, you're just going to keep rolling out the same team and hoping they make it. You're locked into Bryce, Trey, and then him.
Yeah, and Wheeler and Nola. I get it. They're locked into a lot. Yeah, they are. I mean, it's not an I hear you. It's not an easy thing. And Brian, we appreciate the phone call. But then what are we doing? Like, are they not going to try next season?
Well, I think the fringe players, like the Bombs and guys like that, they might be the ones that you might want to infuse with some young talent. Let's not forget, we still got some young cats out here that we potentially want to bring up as well. So I don't think presently constructed that this team is going to be the same if they fall short this year. But I will say this. If it's going to change, I want him to be a part of the change.
I agree with you. Also, I don't understand. Now we're drawing the line? No one said a word when they gave a shortstop $300 million until he's age 40. He can't play shortstop anymore.
Someone said a word.
Well, I did. I tried. Aaron Nola, it does not look like a pitcher you want here for the next 6 years. And he's here for the next – now this is the line in the sand. Like, sorry, Kyle, you're too old, buddy. If I'm him, I'm looking around like, wait a second. They're old.
Well, yeah, so I'm not quite there. I'm not saying don't resign him at all. I'm saying just have that out there. Like, don't you want – I'm trying to show the rest of these guys that nobody's getting rewarded until we as a team accomplish something.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel like we are taking an unnecessary risk. Like, they might have a 60-home-run player here enter free agency. This doesn't happen, and it shouldn't happen. Jeff's in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Put your magic wand away, Joe. We're not talking about Turner here today.
We are not. We're trying to keep people, not get rid of people.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm with you and Hugh. I think dangling the carrot like Kyle wants to do is a risky move, more risky than signing him now. I think both of you guys seem to think, and I agree with this, that you could probably get him for the 6 year thing now, as opposed to having to give him 8 if you let him go to free agency.
And that's where, like, then you're compounding problems. Like, if they have to give him 8 years. Then you start to think about what that team looks like 5, 6, 7 years from now when they're all 40 years old. Then it becomes an issue.
Exactly. Now, someone, maybe you guys brought it up a little earlier about the fact that Harper and him are at the same age. And I think somebody said something about Harper would be the go-to DH.
Future DH,
later on.
Yep.
But, dude, he's already playing first base. I mean, it doesn't get much easier in the field than playing first base. So I don't really worry about that too much. I don't think Harper's skills are going to diminish faster because he's playing first base as opposed to DHing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. There's been plenty of first basemen that have played a long time, that have hung out and played that position until they're 37, 38 years old. He could do it.
Yeah, with all those stats that Brian Kenny gave on the ESPN show, I love his show, by the way, that you can't let a guy like that walk. I just don't think you can let him get out of your hands. I mean, just because of that fact of what he's doing right now, and he is – you know, putting him in that third or that fourth and fifth spot, I think, really helped.
You know, and Hugh mentioned sacrifice because, you know, he never came out and said that he wanted to be the leadoff hitter, but you could tell that was his preference, and he's hit a lot as a cleanup hitter now.
They're still pitching around Harper. So he is, Schwarber is benefiting from being in that spot because he's seeing better pitches. I mean, those two home runs he hit yesterday were middle-end pitches that, you know, if you miss them, you know, you're not going to hit them out. But if you get them, you're going to crush them. And he doesn't miss very often on those.
He does not. And there's some nights, and I know they've had a good run offensively, Jeff, we appreciate it. But, Hugh, there's some nights he's the whole offense. And in terms of power, they had a graphic up last night during the game. I think Harper and Schwarber, but it's mostly Schwarber, have 50% of the Phillies' home runs. It's the highest percentage any, you know, teammates have of one team's total. Like, he's all their power.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why that I would try to get this done as sooner than later.
Do you think they're going to start reversing it, pitching around Schwarber?
I would.
And throw to Bryce?
I would. And also, like, I'd make Castellanos, who's usually the one behind Schwarber. He's you know, we know how Cassidy is. He goes up, he goes down. But he's been cooler the last few weeks than he was for the couple weeks before that. Yeah, I'm surprised every time a pitch is thrown to Schwarber these days. Like, he has 14 home runs. I don't know if we've, because we're used to him hitting 40, so it's like, oh, he has 14 home runs. But he doesn't usually get going till June. Again, if we follow the same Kyle Schwarber pattern that we're used to, Hugh, we may look up in the middle of July and say, oh my goodness, he's going to hit 60 home runs this year. He could do that.
I can see that because he's on that pace. And like I said, it's something to be said, especially to me in a year where it just feels like a lot of guys have kind of, you know, I'm not saying that they didn't want to adjust, but it took them a little bit longer than everybody else.
Yep.
And for him to come in and just make it seem as seamless as he did, I think you get rewarded for that.
No. Hey, Hugh's trying to give out money.
I can't believe the handout Hugh today. This is unbelievable.
I'm just saying, he deserves it. Look, he deserves it.
No. Like, hold on. Let him hit 60 home runs. He's unsigned. Like, man, awesome.
It's a certain thing to say. The price of the brick go up every time you wait.
Let
man,
it go
wait.
Up.
Okay.
Let it go up. If he puts that value up here on this team this season, perfect.
I do like handout Hugh. We may have to tap into that
handout
more.
Handout Hugh. Okay.
He deserve.
He does deserve it.
I agree with you. I just think there's risk on both sides. I understand Kyle's point that they're kind of rowing in the same direction right now. Everything's going well. He's pushing for the contract. You know, let it play out. But the risk to me is he gets to free agency and you either lose him or you have to pay him way more and way more years. Like, I know no one thinks about the 2032 Phillies right now. I do. Because you know what? In 2018, if I said the 2025 Phillies, you'd say, who cares? Well, we're here now. Like, that day always arrives. Like, tomorrow's going to arrive. I don't want to have to pay him for years that I don't need to. And if I could get him now for 5 years or 4 years, I'm in. I mean, I thought before the season that they could get him for something like 4 years, $120 million. I don't know anymore. I mean, the guy is on pace for 57 home runs and is fourth in baseball in OPS. And as you heard with all those stats we played from the TV show MLB Now, I mean, he looks like a top 10 hitter in baseball. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
So either you guys decided to broadcast out of a cave today, or somebody forgot to pay the electricity bill at WIP.
Oh, it's dark because it's darker. We didn't turn
dark.
The lights on.
Yeah, we just sat down.
It's dark.
Maybe I'm not as shiny on YouTube. Maybe it's better this way.
I do, like now I'm looking, I look a little dark. I don't look as shiny.
Well, you were in a dark
black shirt.
Yeah. Can you guys see Hugh on YouTube?
No, they can't.
It kind of reminds me like that movie Monster Gable. Inc. where the monster comes out of the closet and all you see are eyes and teeth and a gray beard.
Yes.
That was like the first day. We back to the first day.
Joe, before you hang up on me and say that I never watched the games or anything like that.
No, I didn't say that.
I got something I wanted to finish off with.
You said that.
Okay.
You allow it.
Yes, you got it.
But hey, let's talk about Kyle Schwarber today.
What do you got?
I agree with you.
It's about time.
Unfortunately, you know, if it's not for Kyle Schwarber, you know, this weekend, it's the same old story. The Phillies offense doesn't produce anything. We're going cold. So I think you know, what he brings on the field and what he brings to the clubhouse, I think you're kind of stuck and you got to sign him.
Well, I think they're in a – the longer they wait, to me, the more complicated this gets. If they wait till the offseason, you can create a bidding war, obviously. And you're probably going to have to go into an uncomfortable amount of years. You could lose him, or you're going to have to pay him till he's 40, and no one really wants to do that. And I just think, Aaron, like, you can't let a player like this get to free agency. He's too good right now.
Yeah, he's playing great right now. And, you know, unfortunately, I think we're headed more towards the Sixers with the Phillies than we are the Eagles. I think we're going to have, you know, in the next couple of years, an all AARP team. Where we got just a bunch of guys that got gray beards and gray hair and are swinging for the fences every day. But, I mean, kind of that's kind of where we're stuck.
You just said to re-sign Kyle Schwarber, though.
What's that?
I feel like, well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you're re-signing a 32-year-old player and then saying that we're going to go the route of the Sixers. Like, what are you talking about?
Kyle, you have to, because he is the leader in the clubhouse. If you take him out of that clubhouse, you're done. You're a 500 ball team that's got a ton of talent, but they just don't have the pieces to the puzzle to win the World Series.
So how are we going to do that and then not become the Sixers?
The only hope that this team is going to win the World Series is if they get hot at the right time. That's the only way.
Well, that's true. The part that makes this complicated, Aaron, is a year or two ago, he was their leader. You needed him. He took pitches. He got on base. Now he's their best hitter.
Yeah.
He's older. Yeah, if you try to tell me the 2026 Phillies without Schwarber, I don't even know what that looks like. It's a very mediocre offense.
It's a very angry fan base. I would be
if they let Schwarber go and they didn't replace him with like a Kyle Tucker, right? The best free agent. Like if they just let him go and got worse, it'd be indefensible.
It's something that, you know, unfortunately, you know, these young guys, I don't know if they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing in the minors, but at some point we have to kind of switch the narrative. Because, you know, it's either the problem with Schwarber is he's great now, but the risk is that next year, you know, at his age, he can fall off a cliff.
Well, he could. I mean, he could do that, or he could keep hitting. All right, what did you want to end the call with? What did you say you want to talk about?
So I wanted to send this one out to Chris from Middletown. I'm going to scream for no reason. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H-I-J.
Do the whole offense. Did you do this last week?
N-O-P, Q-R-S-T-U-V, W-X, Y-A-C. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you come and sing with me?
Aaron, good phone call.
I like the petty.
Yeah, at first I thought the whole offense was a lot, but then it was kind of funny by the end. People don't like Chris's chance, you think?
You think?
I don't know.
You think? I guess not.
At times, the chants during the football season, you know, you like a good Eagles chant every once in a while,
every
right?
Now again.
And then I think people maybe start to say too many chants. I do the unpredictability of what word he's going to chant at the end of the call.
I kind of like that.
It does make me laugh.
But obviously, Air doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't
just went
like
through
it.
The whole alphabet to explain
he
why.
Like it.
Nope.
So he called us out about our light bill, about the light bill, be a little dark in the studio.
Well, it is a little dark. Again, I probably am less shiny, but no one could see you. That's the trade-off.
Yeah, I'm dark.
Yeah, so.
And I've got him a dark shirt. I mean, you know, in the black background. Yeah, I can imagine. I think I might, in this break, turn the lights back on.
Yeah, I don't know if it's appropriate to put a poll up. It's huge, too dark to see today. But
yes.
I did ask it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. I think the Phillies need to extend Schwarber now. Are you with me? The Phillies need to get this done ASAP today. Hugh Douglas says, get this done now. There's no way they should let them get to free agency. No way they should let them get to the offseason. Sign Schwarber now. Kyle, not Schwarber, but Kyle Quinn thinks they should wait because they got a good thing going and upset the apple cart. I don't care about any of that. Get him re-signed now. Otherwise, it's a really, I think, a big mistake waiting to happen here. Also, when we come back, the Eagles, the news is out this morning. We have the opener. The full schedule comes out Wednesday night, but we now know who the Eagles will open the 2025 season with, the Dallas Cowboys. And I got to tell you, I don't love this. We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.